This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel's ground campaign in Gaza created the possibility for the release of more than 200 hostages being held by militant group Hamas. Israel said on Monday its forces freed a soldier from Hamas captivity during the ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu also said Israel was not prepared to agree to a ceasefire with Hamas.
Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7th.
Israeli forces on Monday stormed the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank as they searched for suspects linked to Hamas. Jan Boschat reports from Jenin.
The violence keeps escalating here in the West Bank. Since October the 7th, in the attack of Hamas against Israel, more than 120 Palestinians were killed here, most of them by the Israeli forces, but some of them by Jewish settlers. Last night, the Israeli forces just stormed Jenin camp and killed four people. Israeli forces are attacking this camp, coming here to try to arrest people they say are linked to Hamas. Last Friday, they also attacked here. There were some confrontation and three people were killed as well. I'm Yan Buesha from the Jenin camp for VOA News.
The Israeli-Hamas conflict has spilled into Syria, which is now at its most dangerous situation for a long time, fueled by growing instability and violence and a lack of progress toward a political solution to its 12-year conflict, the UN Special Envoy for the country says. He told the UN Security Council Monday he was sounding an alarm. This is VOA News.